Hey everybody, Rob Maurer here, and today we're going to be talking about a new note from Wedbush. They have increased their Tesla price target to a new street high. We're also going to take a look at the latest status of the Model S and X potential refresh, what's going on there, some of the rumors that we're hearing, and then we also have a bit of news on Tesla Solar as well. We'll start off with the Wedbush note, which despite being a pretty significant price target increase, didn't save Tesla from finishing in the red today, along with the broader markets. But Wedbush has now one-upped Bank of America, which earlier this week set a new street-high price target of $900 per share on Tesla stock. Wedbush has increased their price target to $950, up from $715 previously. Wedbush writes, quote, "There has been a massive appetite in the market for EV stocks led by Tesla over the past year as the demand trajectory for the EV sector continues to move markedly higher. The heart and lungs of the Tesla bull thesis is centered around China as we have seen consumer demand skyrocket into 2021, not just for Model 3s, but for impressive domestic competitors such as NIO, XPeng, Li Auto, and others in this key region," end quote. Wedbush then says that they believe that the EV market, which is about 3% today, could reach 5% by the end of 2021, end of this year, and 10% by 2025. They then go on to write that, quote, "Right now in the EV market, we believe it's Tesla's world and everyone else is paying rent," end quote. So primarily this note points to strong demand for electric vehicles, a good outlook in China, good performance from Tesla in China. And then for the US, they say that electric vehicles are, quote, "going to see tailwinds with Biden in the White House," end quote. So for these main reasons, they have increased their delivery forecasts out through 2030 pretty significantly from their last update, which again, they had a $715 price target on. So for that delivery forecast for this year, they have increased their forecast from 710,000 vehicles up to what I still believe will be conservative, 755,000 for the year. They then expect that to grow to just over a million in 2022, and from there, essentially increase at a rate of about 500,000 each year through 2030. That leads to a 2025 forecast of about 2.5 million vehicles, significantly up from their very low forecast before of 1.35 million in 2025. And then looking out to 2030, they're forecasting 5.5 million vehicles, up from 2 million before. So this looks pretty similar to the other notes. We're definitely starting to see this new consensus form somewhere around 2.5 million vehicles in 2025, somewhere around 4 or 5 million vehicles in 2030 seems to be what analysts are now looking for, at least for the analysts that are willing to look out to 2030. We still have some on the more bearish end that are only looking out to 2022. For those of you that caught the interview that I did on Sean Mitchell's channel earlier this week, this is kind of what I was talking about in terms of Tesla establishing a benchmark over the course of the next 12 to 18 months that analysts are then going to use to extrapolate out through the rest of the decade. So we're seeing more confidence now in targets like this because of what Tesla has accomplished and the amount of time that they've accomplished it in at Gigafactory Shanghai. Wall Street has now seen Tesla demonstrate that they can break ground on a factory and go to a production rate of 250,000 per year in less than 2 years. That sets a precedent for Tesla to be able to achieve something like that again. Wall Street then has seen Tesla within 18 months of breaking ground, or roughly 18 months of breaking ground on a Shanghai, has seen Tesla break ground on two new factories. So if both of those can follow a similar timeline in terms of a production ramp that Shanghai did, that means Tesla could be adding production capacity of 500,000 from those two factories in about 18 months after it was achieved with Giga Shanghai. Then you have Giga Shanghai continuing to ramp up, and it looks like Tesla is now at the point where they could be adding, you know, about 500,000 vehicles per year. So it's no surprise then to see Wall Street look at that and say, okay, Tesla can maybe achieve that 500,000 in addition per year. We're going to use that and extrapolate that out. This is where the progress at Giga Berlin and Giga Texas becomes very important, because just as investors are using that Shanghai timeline as a benchmark today, in a year from now, 2 years from now, they're going to be looking and using the Giga Berlin and Giga Texas ramps as those benchmarks instead. So if Tesla can add, you know, 1 million or 1.5 million vehicles of capacity in the course of 12 to 18 months, suddenly for analysts, that goes from being unprecedented to something that is repeatable, and they can actually put that in their models. That can lead to a whole new tier of price targets, which at the end of the day, it doesn't really all that much matter. The fundamentals of Tesla's business matter. But it's not just analysts that are looking at things like that. Institutional investors, buy side, is looking at that. Those kind of benchmarks have a big influence on the trading range that Tesla ends up in. All right, moving on from Wedbush's note, I just want to take a quick look at the status of the Model S and the Model X as refresh rumors continue to circulate. We've got a report here from Electrek today that says, quote, "Electrek has learned from sources familiar with the matter that Tesla has instructed employees to sell all Model S and Model X inventory in stores across all markets," end quote. They also write that Tesla aims to have absolutely no Model S or Model X in inventory by the end of the month, though it is not exactly clear if that is from the source or if that is Electrek's speculation. That ends up being a pretty important distinction because, as we know, the production line for the Model S and the Model X was shut down for at least 18 days. It's still unclear if that has restarted, but obviously in the case of not having new production, Tesla's going to be telling their stores to push their inventory. That alone would not be enough to indicate a refresh, but if they are really saying, hey, just get everything gone by the end of the month, then obviously that looks a little bit different. If we look online, we can see that Tesla does still have some brand new inventory of Model S and Model X vehicles, but they seem to be pretty much limited to all performance vehicles at this point in time. Not too surprising, I'm sure it's been a little bit more difficult to move those with the announcement of the Plaid Model S. At least some subset of would-be performance buyers are just going to wait until Plaid. But it's not going to be everyone because there is still almost a $50,000 price difference between the two. Anyway, Tesla may be trying to sell down all that inventory, but they do still have at least some available today. I also saw a rumor on the Tesla Motors Club forum, which I haven't been able to actually fact check on Twitter. I haven't found this on Twitter, but they were saying that they were seeing reports on Twitter that stores were also removing the skateboard platform that's on display. Now, again, that doesn't necessarily mean there's some sort of refresh. That could obviously imply structural battery, which has been one of the rumors of the refresh, if it does happen. Or maybe Tesla just decided that they want to instead have room for one more car instead of that platform. Anyway, as far as what I am seeing on Twitter, yesterday Tesla Owners Online posted that the latest info they're seeing is that the Model S and X lines have been merged during the production halt to increase efficiency and free up space in Fremont, but they also had no confirmation yet of a possible refresh. Someone did reply to that saying, quote, refresh is confirmed according to my source, works at Fremont. February 1st week start of production for refresh Model S, March 1st week start of production for refresh Model X. This was also kind of confirmed by @AlternateJones. His service advisor told him to expect his Model X in March, end quote. So we talked about the latter half of that yesterday. And again, we are just sort of scraping and piecemealing things together. These are all in that rumor category, but that is what I'm seeing now. For what it's worth, if we look at the order estimates, I'm seeing the same across the country, whether we're in California or New York, Model S or Model X, 7 to 11 weeks for new orders. What's potentially interesting here is that I kind of learned this during my delivery process because Tesla sort of set a date for that and the clock would kind of wind down as I got closer. Looks like that's exactly what's happening here because I looked last week and these were 8 to 12 weeks. So I think they've just assigned a date of March week 1 to March week 4 and then it's just going to continue to count down as we get closer. So like I said, I saw that done with my delivery, but I don't think that's the normal process for the estimates here in this portion of the site. So it could be way off on that, but something that crossed my mind when I was looking at it. Next here is just a quick update on Tesla Solar. Earlier this week, we talked about a forum post that had said that Tesla was switching over to its own inverters. Well, we now have confirmation of that. Tesla has added a page on their site for the Tesla Solar inverter. They're going to offer it in two models, a 3.8 kilowatt version and a 7.6 kilowatt version. My knowledge on inverters is definitely not robust, so I'll have to do more research here, but I was looking at some SolarEdge inverters, and it looks like they generally run around $2,000, so they're not a cheap part of the system, and for Tesla to be able to take those in-house should definitely improve either their margins or their ability to offer a lower cost on the systems, and it reduces Tesla's reliance on a supplier, so should allow Tesla to scale more rapidly if they choose to. All right, last thing for today, just a quick update on schedule. The markets are closed on Monday for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. With that being the case, I will probably not have an episode on Monday unless anything crazy goes down, so we'll definitely see on that. But as always, thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe, sign up for notifications. You can find me on Twitter @TeslaPodcast, and I'll see you next week, probably for the Tuesday, January 19th episode of Tesla Daily. Thank you.